بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان.
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is in the studio today to answer the questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh Karimi, there are many rewards taken into consideration for paying ziyarah to the holy tomb of Imam al-Riza alayhi salam in the holy city of Mashhad. And if we refer to some of the ahadith, some of them might say that it is even more significant than paying ziyarah to the tomb of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in Karbala. First of all, are these ahadith authentic regarding the significance of paying ziyarah to Imam al-Riza alayhi salam more than Imam al-Husayn? And if yes, why?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I would like to take this opportunity to have an analysis of all the narrations talking about the reward for visiting the graves of the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, be it Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam or Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Because sometimes people ask the question that when it comes to the reward for visiting the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have different narrations. Like in one narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that to visit the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is like doing what one Hajj.
Yes.
Then we have another question. Is visiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam more important than Hajj? In another narration, we are told that, to visit the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is like, has the reward of an Umrah. In another narration, we are told of the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. Another narration, one Hajj and two Umrah. Another narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Kamil al-Ziyarat, page 267. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Man ata qabr al-Husayn harifan bihaqqi." If a person visits the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and he knows the Imam and he's right, it is like a person who has performed Hajj three times at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. Yet in another narration, we are told that visiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's shrine is like 20 Hajj and 20 Umrah, and so on and so forth. Even in one narration, we have 25 Hajj. So the question is that, first of all, why we have all these differences? Second of all, is ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam more important than Hajj? And third, the question of today's program, according to some narrations, visiting Imam al-Riza alayhi salam is, more important or, it has more reward.
Yes.
So there are a couple of points that we need to take into consideration. One answer to all these different narrations is that the narrations are talking about different people in different situations and under different conditions. Yes, we have two, three narrations in which we are told that to visit Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam has more reward compared to visiting the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But does it mean that this is for all the cases, for all the people, for all the conditions, for all the situations? No. So it might be that at that time when the Imam said this narration, people and the Shia paid, so much attention to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but they did not go to visit Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. So one possibility is that when Imam alayhi salam is telling us that to visit Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam has more reward, it is only for that very time and era, because people would be encouraged to visit Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam as well.
Yes.
The second possibility is that we have it in the narration that the narration talking about the significance of visiting Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, that on that very time it was very difficult for the Shia to visit the grave of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam because the people were under the great control of the rulers. So that is why people are encouraged by the Imam to also visit the grave of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. Again, Imam is referring to that special time. People have people have no freedom to visit the grave of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, so they are encouraged.
Yes.
And the other possibility is that, according to some scholars, why we have some narrations talking about the significance of visiting Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. The other possibility is that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is respected and honored by all Shia denomination, like Zaydis who believe in four imams, they believe in Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Ismailis who believe in six imams, they respect and visit the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Waqifiyya, of course, we do not have Waqifis anymore, but anyway, at that time they believed in Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Yes.
But Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam is the first imam that only the 12 Shia believe in him. So that is why from the time of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam onwards, we do not have any division among the Shia, or a considerable division to be more exact. And
so whoever believes in Imam al-Ridha believes in 12 imams.
In 12 imams.
Yes.
So that is one of the possibilities that shows the significance of visiting Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. But because by visiting Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam's shrine, you show that you are a 12er. Okay, mm-hmm. This is a sign that you believe in Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam as the 8th imam and that you are a 12er.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So before Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, the people who believed in the six or seven imams or three imams, they do not believe in Imam al-As or something like that?
Their understanding for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is different.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, even the Sunnis, they do not believe in any of these 12 imams, but they wait for a Mahdi to be born in future. So, for each of these divisions, their understanding of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is different.
Okay.
They do not believe in Mahdi, the son of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
So, my point is that when we take into consideration all these narrations, the first point is that, let me go to the main, to another question that I raised at the beginning of today's session, why we have all these different narrations talking about different rewards for the ziyarah. First of all, the quality of the ziyarah can be different. So one narration says that it is like one hajj. Another narration says it is like, two hajj or 20 hajj or 25 hajj. Why we have these different numbers? Because the quality of the people performing ziyarah is, of course, different. And, as people have different level of understanding for the imam, their ma'rifah for the imam is different.
Yes.
So maybe for that person, for one person, it is equal to one hajj. For a person who is more knowledgeable, more spiritual, and so on, and more righteous person, it might be his reward might be 2 hajj, for another person 20 hajj, and so on and so forth.
It's referring to the kisrat. It is a number of, for example, significance.
This is the second answer.
Yeah, okay.
So the first answer is that the quality of ziyarah is different, and that is why we have really different rewards. The second answer is what you mentioned, the concept of kithra, meaning that these numbers in these narrations, they do not mean the numbers per se. They are referring to the kithra, to the abundance of the reward for visiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam or other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The other point is that, because I also refer to some people ask why visiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is compared to Hajj. Is it more important than Hajj? The answer is that, again, we need to take into consideration different points. First of all, this comparison is not between recommended ziyarah and the obligation of Hajj.
Yes.
So if you are mustatir, if you are able to go to Hajj, it is an obligation upon you. You cannot claim that, okay, I go to ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the reward is like 20 Hajj, then I'm not in need of going to Hajj. No, for sure you would be punished for abandoning Hajj. And we have so many narrations about the significance of Hajj. So it is not, I mean, these narrations are not talking about abandoning Hajj as an obligation and paying attention to
Imam al-Husayn
alayhi salam. No, Hajj is an obligation. Ziyarah is mustahab, is recommended. This is one point. The other point is that, because sometimes the Sunnis and, I mean, our Sunni brothers ask these questions, and sometimes the Wahhabis, they attack the Shia that you claim that ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is equal to 10 Hajj, for example. But the point is that when we take into consideration the narrations in both Shia and Sunni sources, we have many other examples in which the reward of an action is compared to Hajj, or even to martyrs. For example, qada'u hajat al-mu'min. If you fulfill the request of your brother in faith, for example, it is better than 20 Hajj.
Yes.
And we have it in both Shia and Sunni collections. Or if you do this action, it is better than the reward of, 10 martyrs, for example. Does it mean that this is more important than martyrdom? Not necessarily. Yes. So
these are encouraging recommendations.
Exactly, that's the point. That's exactly the point. That these narrations are encouraging the people and to pay attention to that concept. And it's not belittling the importance of Hajj. It's not belittling the importance of martyrdom and shahada. And of course, for ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have another important message taken from all these narrations, because the number of the narrations about the importance of ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is very significant. If people refer to books like Kamil al-Ziyarat, we are astonished about the greatness of the rewards. So it seems that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam tried to give this message for showing the reward for ziyarah to take lesson from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his tragedy. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's main message is to rise against oppression, and this cannot be taken lightly.
Yes.
Many revolutions in the world, in the history of Islam, are inspired by the revolution of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his uprising, including the Islamic revolution of Iran. So Imams are encouraging the Shia, the Muslims, to visit Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to, give them the opportunity to take lessons from the message of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's uprising. To put it in a nutshell, the answer to the question of the today's program, is visiting Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam more important than visiting Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? We have some narrations, but it seems that these narrations are talking about some specific times and eras. As I mentioned, there are two, three possibilities. For example, at that time, maybe people did not pay attention to the ziyarah of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. So to encourage the Shia, the Imams told them that in this time and era, it is more important, it has more reward to visit Imam Ridha alayhi salam. And maybe the other possibility is that if you visit Imam Ridha alayhi salam, then it is a sign of you being a twelver. But all in all, when we put together all the narrations, the conclusion is that the significance which has been given to Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is much more than visiting other Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And as I mentioned, it has many reasons. One of them is taking lessons from the tragedy of Karbala and uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Okay, thank you very much, Shaykh, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسيني